You're listening to the Morning Brew with Stu Podcast, and here's your host, Stuart Brooking.
And here we go. Welcome to the Morning Brew with Stu. As always, I'm your host, Stuart Brooking, and my guest today might as well, I say this every time he comes on, but he might as well just be the co-host of the podcast at this time. It's Jeff Hunt, and usually when Jeff's on, we talk about quarterbacks or football or sports, but today we're doing movies. He's been on to talk about Batman, but today, because Christmas, it is Christmas week, and Christmas was this week and is this week, we are doing a Christmas movie draft. And how that's going to work is Jeff, because he's the guest, will have the number one overall pick. I'll have the number two overall pick, and we'll go back and forth through the number. Actually, I may have mistold Jeff how this is going to work, but we'll go all the way back through to 10. So he'll have one, I'll have two, he'll have three, I'll have four, five, six, seven, eight.
Yeah.
Till we get to 10. So there we go, and that's how that will work for the draft. Jeff, welcome, and I'm excited to do a Christmas movie draft, man.
Yeah, first of all, hey, yo, happy holidays to everybody out there. This is a great time. Stuart picked the, you know, like I told you, you picked the right person. Me and my wife, we try to watch at least we watch a Christmas movie every night, you know, through the month of December. You know, we've got the favorites, you know, like everybody has, and this is really fun when to research, because when I realized just how many Christmas movies that I really love and that I really watch, you know, on a yearly basis.
All right, Jeff, with the first pick of the movie draft for the Morning Brew with Stu, your selection is?
I had to go with the all-time classic in my family. We're kind of quirky. We do some shenanigans. I had to go with Christmas Vacation. It's a staple. It is a absolute staple in our family. Everybody watches it. Everybody can quote every single line of it. We watch it. You know, I probably watch it, you know, all 10 different times, you know, pieces of it through the season. I just could not come up with a better Christmas movie than the classic, the Griswolds, the Christmas Vacation. I had to.
It's my favorite, top three favorite movie of mine. My opinion, the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Obviously, and, mine too.
And I'm going to see, you know, Chevy Chase is coming to my hometown, or coming to my town.
Oh, wow.
On the 20th of December, we're going to do a watch along with a Q&A afterwards for Christmas Vacation.
What?
I love this movie, Jeff. And I'm very, I was hoping it would fall to two. The fact it didn't get to two is sad to me, but I think, yeah, it's a great pick. Great pick. Probably where I would have gone if I had the number one overall pick. All right. So Jeff chose Christmas Vacation. So that's off the board. There are no repeating picks. But if there are different variations of the movie, you can do that in a sense. So with gotcha. The number two overall pick, I think I'm going to go off a statistical ranking here instead of maybe what my favorite is. And I'm going to go with the animated Grinch movie from 2019 or 2020. It is the highest earning Christmas movie of all time, and I'm going to go with the animated Grinch Christmas movie. I loved this movie as well. I thought it was a pretty good movie when it came out. Didn't realize until I saw another show doing something similar that it was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time.
I did not realize that, but it's a very entertaining movie. Great looking graphics too. Cumberbatch does a great job. That's a good pick.
All right, Jeff, number two.
Number two, wow, you're really serving up the softballs here. Number two, I went with the Will Ferrell classic. It's almost 20 years old now.
Man.
Elf.
I almost went
I know,
with it.
Hey, almost the drafts went... are tough, man.
Dude, this is one of my favorite. Right now, Jeff, I think you might get GM of the year the way this draft's going. Yeah. I love this. This is a great pick. One of my favorites. And I think, this is one that I quote all the time. You know, at my work, I'm all the time. I work in news, so with the weather lady, every time I leave, I'm like, bye, buddy. And she's like, I hope you find your dad. So, like, I quote movies all the time. My wife gets tired of it, but I do it. My number, I'm going to go with the third pick, and the number three overall pick for me, I don't think there's anything else other than what – I don't think it can be anything else other than this. Home Alone, right? Like, can it be
Oh,
anything
nice,
else
nice.
other than Home Alone? You talk about Kevin McAllister at home by himself. He puts those criminals, the bandits, whatever. I can't remember what their full name is
The
right
Wet
now.
Bandits.
Yeah, he puts them through quite the hell, Jeff. And I think it's one of my favorite Christmas movies. It's one of my favorite movies. You can kind of just watch year round, a lot like Christmas Vacation. You don't have to necessarily watch it at Christmas. I watch it year round, and you can still enjoy it and all those types of things. I love this movie. I love Home Alone, and I think for me, this is. I'm glad this was here when I was able to get it.
Great, great pick. Great pick. I love that movie. So my number three, this is a sentimental, it's a great movie, but it's also a sentimental favorite with me and my wife. We love this movie. It's Love Actually. It's a Christmas movie, based in England. It's a mixture of, several different intertwined stories of, families and friends and everything that all come together. Mostly love stories, just a real, it's a drama, but it's a real feel good movie, and we just love it. We love the music. We love some great actors in it. So Love Actually had to be my number three because I had to make sure that I got that one on my list, or my wife would have that probably would have been it. That would have been the end of us if I didn't get Love Actually.
That's actually one of the ones I have not seen is Love Actually.
Oh, you
Love
have
Actually
to.
is one of the ones I was doing research for my job, for one of the a segment on my job. We were trying to put together some of the top Christmas movies of all time, and Love Actually made the list. And I was like, huh, that's one I've never seen. So I'm definitely gonna go watch it. It's something I want to see before the Christmas, before the Christmas season ends. So Jeff, my number four pick, and it's the fifth pick overall, but my number four pick is going to be Jeff. And I think people are probably going to be like, how is this not already taken? It's A Wonderful Life. You talk about an
Oh,
instant
okay.
classic. You talk about a movie where there's a lot more to the movie than just Christmas. There's an overall arching theme. I think the movie in and of itself is it's an older movie. But it's one that stands the test of times, shall I say, and it's one that I think everybody, if I were going to say, benchmark, here's three Christmas movies you really need to watch, I think Elf, Christmas Vacation, and then It's a Wonderful Life are the top three I would suggest for someone to watch.
Oh, that's a great trio. Yeah, that's a really cool movie. And of course, it's, I'm much older than you, but it's been around my entire life too. So you can't go wrong with that one. At number four, I dipped into my childhood. This movie, it was almost as if it was written about me and my friends growing up in the 80s. It's called 8-Bit. It's not the most popular movie
Okay.
in the world. It came out a couple years ago. Neil Patrick Harris plays the older version of himself in it. It is the most accurate movie made about kids that grew up in, like, we'll say average, neighborhoods, average school systems, and what their Christmas was like in the mid-80s, and the Nintendo buzz, and they nailed so many little, like, this was obviously written by someone exactly my age. They nailed everything in it. I enjoy it. Now it's starting to do its cycle on TBS, so everybody can catch it. An absolute must see for anyone can enjoy it, but for someone like me, I mean, it really just really took me back and made me remember, like, how special the 80s, the G.I. Joe, Transformers, Nintendo Christmases were back then. Really, really cool movie. I recommend it for everybody.
Yeah, it's a great movie as well. I love that movie. I actually saw it last December. It was a good one.
Yeah,
I
it's a
hadn't
couple
seen it
years
before
old.
that, and I actually saw it last December. So,
Yeah, well, you basically got to see my childhood. Yeah.
all right, Jeff. I'm trying to decide whether I want to get in the
Uh-oh.
controversial lane, as far
Oh.
as is it a Christmas movie, is it not a Christmas movie, or if I want to go with another classic that
Ooh.
people are like, how have you not taken this off the board already? I think I'm gonna go down the controversial lane, and I'm gonna take Batman Returns
Oh,
and
okay.
go with that. How can you not say it's a Christmas movie? It takes place at Christmas. There's Christmas presents. There's snow on the ground. There's Christmas trees in the background. For me, it's a Christmas movie. So Batman Returns, the Penguin. It's a one of my favorite movies of all time. It is, in my opinion, a Christmas movie, and it is the sixth overall pick, but my number five pick.
Yeah, I look at it this way. I totally can include Batman Returns. It was on my list too. It makes you feel, it puts you in the Christmas mood, the Christmas season, the Christmas frame of mind. It, to me, I'm with you. Everything
and what's
about
better
it,
than Batman on Christmas, right?
Exactly. It's more of a Christmas movie than most of the Hallmark movies. I know that's controversial take too. So good pick. Good pick. I hated to lose that one. I was hoping it would hang around. That was like a, you picked up a, you know, a you might have maybe a reach for a really good wide receiver that everybody was hoping would fall to the second round. So yeah, I commend you. All right. So number five, I love this movie. You can see my theme with movies is toys, having fun, hijinks. I took Jingle All the Way, Arnold Schwarzenegger, oof, classic. Ooh. Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love this movie. It's the best Sinbad ever was in a movie. One of the best Schwarzeneggers ever been. The late Phil Hartman. This is just a fun toy under the Christmas tree family movie with a lot of funny stuff in it. Shout out to Turbo Man. You know, it was one that, you know, me and my son, like as he grew up, we watched all the time. So Jingle All the Way at number five. To me, that's the steal of the draft. I got to be honest with you.
Hey, that's one I didn't see. That's like that.
This is getting a 10-year starter in the second round. That's like, I'm so happy about it.
That's like the Saints taking Marcus Davenport out of UTSA in the first round. It's like, hey, I wasn't expecting that, but it's a good pick. Good pick. All right.
All right. Reach.
Should I go another
it.
Controversial route and take the other one?
I kind of hope not. We'll see. I can't determine what you do.
All right, my brain's going 100,000 different ways. I got a bunch on my list here. But I think the route I'm going to go, is it really a Christmas movie if it doesn't involve the big man himself? I'm going to go with Tim Allen's Santa Claus. Like,
oh,
I love this movie. I loved 1, 2, 3. I loved them all as a kid, but I'm going with the original. And I'm going with the first one. I'm going with Santa Claus. I think it's a great movie. It's one of my favorites of all time. And I think it was an interesting twist on a character that we know and all love in Santa Claus. And I loved this movie, and Tim Allen killed it.
And I think what this movie did was so important is it, close your ears if you have any young listeners. It gave a lot of gravity and a lot of like explanation to Santa Claus, and I thought that was so cool of them to do. Is like it gave a practicality to it, if you know what I'm saying, to where like, oh, that makes sense. So that's how we have, you know, Santa's this old or whatever, you know. So great pick. It's an absolute classic, great movie. You know, I wish I could have got it. It's just, you know, there's only so many on the list, and you know, it's at some point you were going to get me, so you've stolen a couple of them so far.
Heck yeah. All right, Jeff, what's the 10th overall pick? We could end here, but we're going to go to 10 apiece.
Oh, no.
So we'll go to,
I'm ready.
We'll go to
now.
20 overall. So who's the 10th overall pick?
So it'd be my number six pick, I believe, correct? Or no, yes. My number five. Yeah, my number six pick. Yeah. I got the Grinch Who Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version.
The 2002. This 2002. Was the one debating between this or Batman Returns. And so
that's actually kind of where I was at. I really enjoyed this movie. It's, you know, and when it came out, Jim Carrey was at his, he was an absolute fireball. It was so much fun, but when I first watched, I'm like, oh, that was good. And then as I go back and watch it, it's really held up. It's really good. You know, all the actors in it do really good. It looks good. I kind of like the look of it. It's funny you say Batman Returns, because it's got that kind of quirky. It wasn't directed by Tim Burton, but it's got that feel to it. I really like it. I thought Jim Carrey did a great job. I thought all the other actors did a great job. And it is probably, I think it's my favorite version of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Yeah, this is what I meant when I said different variations of the movie, because I took the animated Grinch in the first round, and you took him here in, you know, the later rounds. So this is what I meant, different versions. This is, I was hoping to get him kind of, I was hoping this would be the guy who had something come out late about him, and kind of he fell down the draft boards, and everybody kept passing him up, you know?
Larry Tunsil.
Yeah, I was hoping that's what was going to happen here, but it didn't. And you took a very, very good pick here for this one. Man, you kind of leave me in a bind as to what I'm going to take next, because there's a lot of good ones. I feel like I'm missing an obvious one. I'm gonna go back down the controversial route.
Oh boy.
It's there. Die Hard. I mean, just like we were debating with This is the Brock Purdy. Just like we were debating with Batman Returns, Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie. Let's not even talk about it. No debate. And Die Hard to me is going to be the 11th overall pick and my number six pick.
Great pick. The only reason John McClane's there is because of Christmas. That's all I got to say. It's definitely a Christmas movie. Wow. So now we're starting to get to the nuts and bolts of this. I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm not going to argue with my scouts. I'm just going to take it. The Christmas Story is my next one. Yeah. My next pick. It's there. It's on the board. It kind of slipped through. Like it's that 5 or 6 year senior that we're like, are they too old to draft? Like, don't ever think it. Take the Christmas Story. It's a classic. I've been watching it since I was 10 years old. Yeah, it holds up. We've all seen it a million times. So it's there and I took it.
I'm going to take one that everybody knows and loves. This is that college guy that everybody loves. You're not sure how he's going to work out in the NFL, but he's here and I'm going to take it. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ooh.
Taking Rudolph off the board. He's everybody's favorite. He's the one that when he steps foot on the field, the entire stadium goes nuts because he's a lovable guy and everybody loves him. So I'm taking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer off the board, Jeff. This is one of the ones I grew up watching. I loved this movie coming out. And when Freeform does their 30-something days of Christmas, this is one of the ones I make sure I sit down and watch if I can.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's a classic, and it's another one that we've both watched our entire lifetime. Like it's just always been there. Great job. It's always a real quick story about Rudolph. Growing up, when my kid first started watching it, he was the first one that told me like, "Hey, these people are kind of being rude here. Like that dentist is kind of a creep." If he really starts pointing out some of the funnier stuff, you're like, "Oh wow, he just tore that monster's teeth out of its mouth." Like just when you really start digging in. But that's what's fun about these movies. You know what? I'll see you back with a childhood favorite, one that's super I have to watch it every year. It's not the most popular version of this story in the world, but I love it. I'll go with Mickey's Christmas Carol.
You took it off the board.
It came out when I was a little kid, and I love the story of Scrooge. I like every version of it, and this is the one I watch every season, and my grandkid, I'll watch it with him every season. Like I'm glad I got it. I couldn't wait any longer. I was afraid that it might get pulled out from under me.
Well, my Midwest regional scout's yelling right now. He's pretty upset that you took this one off the board. He's like, I've been trying to tell you to take it and you didn't do it. All right, Jeff, I think we're at 15 now.
Yeah, I've got eight.
This will be 16.
Now. Yes, this will be 16.
All right. So for the 16th overall pick, Jeff, I'm going to go. Man, where do I want to go here? So many routes that I could go, but I think I'm going to go in a route that was before my time that I've only seen one time. This one, gonna definitely get a camp invite. We'll see if he makes the team or not. Gremlins from 1984.
Great pick.
Is going to be my eighth overall pick and the 16th overall pick in the movie draft here. I like this. It's one of my favorites. I've only seen it one time, Jeff. So like, it's not one I can go super in depth on as far as analysis goes, but this is one of those instant classics, and this is one of the ones that everybody tries to get around to watch come this time of year.
Man, that's a really good pick. It was on my list too. I didn't know if it would hang around or not. One of the quick note about Gremlins. That's the reason we have a PG-13 rating. Everybody went and saw Gremlins and was like, whoa, not every kid should see that. And then that's when they came up with PG-13.
It's funny, Batman Returns did the same thing. Remember, they were marketing it towards kids and putting toys in McDonald's.
And then the penguin started.
And then the penguin comes in and he's making sexual innuendos and everything. And people are like, whoa, probably shouldn't see this for kids.
So I can't wait any longer on this one. I wanted it to be my Mr. Irrelevant, but it's there for the taking. I love this movie. I just talked about how much I love this story. It's the Bill Murray absolute gem, Scrooged. I love the telling of it. I love how unique it was. I've watched it for 40 years now. I love Scrooged. It's hilarious. It holds up. It's a they cover every, you know, all the bases of the classic, you know, Ebenezer Scrooge story. So I'm taking at number my ninth pick, I'm taking Scrooged.
Yeah, hey, that's a good one. I don't think you're wrong in that one. I think it was a good pick for me, in my opinion. All right, where do I want to go? I think I'm going to go with the Chris Weeke of this draft, shall I say. He's the he's going to a camp invite, I think. I don't know if he'll make the team, but definitely a camp invite, and I'm going to go with, oh, where is it? It was on my list, and then I lost it. Where was it? Oh, man. I will go with, oh, lost it. What was it? You know what? I'll just change my pick, and I'm going to go with Charlie Brown's Christmas because I couldn't remember what where my pick was going to go. An audible in the draft room and the war room, but Charlie Brown's Christmas, instant classic, comes out every year. You watch it every year, and it's one of the ones that everybody loves.
Man, this is tough. This is my last pick. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies that I love to watch every year on it. I'm trying to think. I'm just real quick in my mind. I'm trying to think, like, what's the one that I want to watch every year that I like? This movie, it's really, I'll just say this. It's completely a Christmas movie, but it's absolutely not a Christmas movie at the same time. I don't know why I like it so much, but every time I watch it, it makes me laugh. Office Christmas Party, Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
It's just, there's just something about it that makes me laugh every time I watch it. I enjoy it. You know, it's great. It's Christmas. I don't want to overthink it. You know, I've been to some fun office Christmas parties. Maybe that's why. I think for the last pick in the draft, like, it's like, it's going to be a twitchy punt returner that maybe if we can find a spot for him, you know, and this might wind up being a Darren Sproles of the draft. Like, we don't know.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I like it. I'm going to go with one that honestly, I can't believe is still on the board. And you talk about the steal of the draft. This guy probably has a second round grade and fell to the final round here. I'm going to go with the Polar Express, man.
Oh, yeah.
The Polar Express is a great movie. It was one of the movies that came out when I was a child or when I was a kid. It's a childhood movie of mine. How did it make it to this far? I don't know. But with the final pick of the draft and the 20th overall pick, I'm going to go with the Polar Express.
That's a good one. I do enjoy that movie. I don't love it, but I do enjoy it, and I like it. It came out when I was a little older. That's a huge difference. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't grow up on it. I don't have the sentimentality to it. That's probably a difference. I appreciate it, and we watch it every year. Tom Hanks does a great job. It was kind of, it's very, like, the technology was futuristic. So, but a cool story, a good movie, a true Christmas movie. So yeah, I like it.
Real quick, Jeff, what was your favorite pick? Not necessarily the favorite movie on this list, but maybe with what you got with value or whatever, what was your favorite pick?
I think getting Jingle All the Way at 5, which would be the 9th overall pick, was a steal for me. Like, I would have been upset if it wasn't on my list. I was confident Love Actually was going to be there. I probably reached a little, you know, maybe the Brady Quinn in my draft, but I'm like, hey, if that's your guy, that's your guy. Yeah. I think getting Jingle All the Way at 5. I think Scrooged at 9 is a big one. Like, to get those two.
Yeah.
I had a good draft. I feel good about my team going into next year. You know, we're gonna have to get things moving. We got some older guys. We're gonna age quickly. Not a lot of development here. Like, these guys got to hit the ground running. You know what I mean?
Same with me. I got the COVID 7-year college vet and what a lot of people are calling the greatest Christmas movie of all time, Jeff, and It's a Wonderful Life.
That's true.
Being able to get it where I got it was one of the steals of the draft, considering it's highly regarded as maybe the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah, that was a good pick. I really like the movie.
Yeah.
It's just not something I watch every year, so, like, it just doesn't. But maybe it's just I've been watching it for so long. I mean, but great. And you know, dude, and it's fun to go
you
back.
You killed it. You're like the GM of the year just for your first two picks. I mean, you were able to get your franchise quarterback and the franchise defensive end all in the same draft, back-to-back picks.
Yeah. You build a solid core of a team though. Like all your guys are going to be like, they're going to play, they're going to make a few Pro Bowls. They're guaranteed they're going to play 8 or 9 years. Like I took some risk in there, but I think vacation's proven. Like I think that
it's my favorite movie.
I think that was a no-brainer.
Favorite movie all time of mine.
Yeah. I would have felt bad if I didn't pick it first.
Yeah. I was hoping you were going to take something else first so I could take it. Man. All right, Jeff, before we go, let everybody know where they can find you, what you're working on, all that cool stuff. You know, this does come out the week of Christmas. So for those of you, I do want to say Merry Christmas and hope you all had a great Christmas with family and friends and all that kind of stuff. But, Jeff, let them know where they can find you and what you're working on.
Yeah, you can find me on X, you know, at jhunt006. My podcast, Jeff Needs Sports, is officially back. By the time you're hearing this, there should be some college you know, playoff previews and some recaps of bowl games and some stuff like that. You know, I've done a lot of work over the, you know, these last few weeks with Mo Murphy and you guys. So that's been a lot of fun, but yeah, check out Jeff Needs Sports again, the podcast. You can find me on, also find me on Facebook and watch the video. You can find us on YouTube at Off the Ball Network. And of course you can, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find me. And again, happy holidays, everybody. Be kind to each other. Enjoy it. You know what I mean? Don't be too stressed over it. That's the main thing. Don't be too stressed over the holidays. Try to relax and have some fun. Enjoy it. Watch some of these great movies that me and Stuart just talked about and kick back a little bit.
Hopefully this provided a little, you know, entertainment for y'all who are listening. But I appreciate everybody who listens. Listen, as always, share this on social media. Like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. You help the podcast grow more than you know. But, you know, have a good day, good night, good afternoon, whatever it is. You have a good one. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you next week.